three members of the Tamil asylum seeker family from Bilawila have been granted 3 months on a bridging visa by the Immigration Minister, Alex Hawke. The change means that Nadesh, Priya and their eldest daughter, Kopika, no longer have to remain in community detention in Perth and can, in theory, return to Bilawila. But their youngest daughter, Tanika, whose federal court appeal has prevented the entire family from being deported, was not granted a bridging visa and must remain in community detention. So obviously it has implications for the whole family because, as you know, you don't usually leave a child. Christina Keneally is the Shadow Minister for Home Affairs and has been calling for the family to be allowed to stay in Australia. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Patricia.
Do you welcome this development?
I think Australians will welcome the news today that the Minister for Immigration, Alex Hawke, is personally intervening in the Bilawila family's case and using his ministerial discretion to grant bridging visas to Nadesh, Priya and Kopika. It is the next step in the process that could see the family return to Bilawila, a town that loves them and wants them home.
There are six bridging visa types, which all have slightly different entitlements attached to them. Do we know what type of bridging visa the family's been granted?
Well, I've had an opportunity to consult with the friends and the supporters around the family and also with their legal team. And I understand that this particular visa will mean that Nadesh, Priya and Kopika are no longer in detention. They are free to work. Nadesh and Priya are free to work. Kopika is free to go to school. They can access services and support such as Medicare, and they are able to travel without significant restriction. Indeed, you are correct in identifying there is nothing that would stop three members of the family from moving back home to Bilawila. And that's why it is disappointing that the minister has declined to use his personal discretionary power to grant a bridging visa to Theronica. I mean, we've got this little four-year-old girl born here in Australia, and she does remain in immigration detention, albeit in the community.
Why do you think the youngest daughter, whose appeal is yet to be heard, wasn't granted this bridging visa?
Well, my understanding is that the government's contention is that she needs to stay in community detention, in immigration detention, to get the medical treatment that she needs. Now, of course, this is medical treatment she needs following serious illnesses she developed while in detention on Christmas Island, including pneumonia and sepsis. And you know, she has been and seriously ill and continues to need medical treatment. But we understand the family is hopeful that this medical treatment can be provided in Queensland and that the government will allow them to take Tharani back to Queensland to access that medical treatment there.
So does this effectively mean the whole family will stay in community detention in Perth because of that child not getting the visa?
Well, they will stay in a form of community detention, that is true, because essentially the government have anchored the family in Perth because of the minister's personal decision to decline a bridging visa for young Theronica. But as I point out, it is nonetheless a welcome decision. They are on visas in Australia. They have work rights. They have the ability to move freely about the community. And indeed, I understand that today the girls went to a park, which I think, you know, all of us who are parents will have known, the simple pleasure of taking your child to a park to play. This is the first time these little girls have done that, particularly Tharani, who's been in immigration detention her whole life. And, you know, I must say yesterday, my heart melted watching these two little girls doing something that every kid in Australia pretty much has done, which is go to Kmart with their parents. Mm. And for young Tharani, it was, quote, my first time in a trolley. It's extraordinary that this little girl has lived her whole life in immigration detention. So it's welcome that the family is not under those strict detention conditions. Nonetheless, they are not able to travel to Bilawila whilst the minister is maintaining that Tharani must stay in Perth.
Does this give you some optimism that the Immigration Minister, Alex Hawke, is preparing to allow the family to remain in Australia?
Well, as I said, this really is the next step in the process, and it is a welcome step. I think we've seen the government take a series of decisions since Karen Andrews and Alex Hawke came into the portfolio. You know, they've received some detailed briefings following Tharney's illness. They made a decision, you know, to bring her to Australia. Then they made the decision to bring Nada Zincopica to Australia, and now they've made the decision to grant them bridging visas. And so this is clearly an evolution in the process and a next step. And really the fact that, you know, there would be nothing stopping, you know, one of the parents going to Bilawila, perhaps to look for a job, perhaps to look for accommodation in the hopes that, you know, the next decision is that Tharney will be able to get her medical treatment there in Queensland. You know, I do think many Australians will welcome this and see this as, you know, the compassionate and appropriate response to this family, and particularly the people of Bilawila. I think they would have to be very happy tonight that their friends, their close friends, have received this promising news.
Do you think the fact that the new Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce supports them being allowed to stay will help here?
Well, I do understand that the applications for the bridging visas were put in prior to Barnaby Joyce becoming the Deputy Prime Minister. But I can't say whether or not his ascension to that role has influenced the minister's decision. But you'd have to think, given that Barnaby Joyce has now for years been a strong supporter of the Bilawila family and made, I think, a really important observation just a few weeks ago that, you know, if Kopika and Theronica were named Jane and Sally, we probably would have returned them home by now. And, you know, he made an observation about the actions of the government. And I'd observe he's not alone. We've had, you know, Tony Abbott, Malcolm Turnbull, Kevin Rudd, Julie Bishop, Alan Jones, and a whole range and huge number of people in the Australian community who recognise that, you know, this family, you know, we're just working, paying their taxes. We're well-loved and known in Bilawila. And, you know, that these two little Australian-born girls really should have never been in immigration detention. And this whole sorry saga, which, by the way, has cost taxpayers some $50 million, could have been avoided.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.